Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Hebrews 6, verse 18. Welcome to our study of the Christian's hope. What is your hope based on? What do you have hope of? What's the substance and what's the real essence of the Christian hope? The Christian hope is unique from any other hope. Sometimes we use the word hope in a very flippant way. For example, we may say, well, I sure hope it rains tomorrow. That's wishful thinking in a lot of ways. Christian hope is assured anticipation. We know it's going to happen. We're just longingly waiting for that moment. You know, the Bible teaches there is only one hope for the Christian. Ephesians 4, verse 4. This hope that we have causes us to have great rejoicing. We rejoice in this hope. Romans 5, verse 2 says, this hope is not a hope that brings disappointment. Romans 5, verse 5 teaches, rather, it's a hope that tells us we can know we're saved and we're right with God. 1 John 5, verse 13. And it is this hope that only comes through obedience to the Scripture. Romans 15:4 says, things were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of Scriptures, might find hope. The hope we have is found on, based in, the Word of God. Romans 1:16, it's the gospel that is God's power unto salvation. But what is our hope really built upon? What is our hope made up of? The Christian hope is the hope of the resurrection. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19, that we have hope that we will be raised one day to live with God. Now, that's not wishful thinking. That's something we know is going to happen. We're just longingly waiting for it. The Bible teaches that when the Lord comes again, our hope is based on the fact that we can meet Jesus in the air and thus will always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. Our hope is based not only on the resurrection, our hope is in Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, verse 27. You see, Christ is our hope because He paid the great price so that we could have redemption. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. And yet Jesus said, this is my blood of the new covenant, which was shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. You know, our hope is also the fact that we can have salvation. Titus 1 verse 2 says, we're living in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. God is a God who is the same. Malachi 3, verse 6, God said, I am God, I change not. Hebrews 6, verse 18, it is impossible for God to lie. Since that is the case, and God has promised us salvation, we can know for sure that we're right with God if we obey the gospel and live our life according to His will. But you know, part of the Christian hope is also the hope of heaven. Friends, when we think about our hope, as Paul said in Colossians 1, verse 5, it is the hope of heaven that keeps us striving. Knowing that we've got a home reserved for us in heaven, 1 Peter 1, verse 4. And knowing that that place is a place beyond the wildest imagination in its joy and in its bliss. Paul or John described it as a place where there'd be no more sorrow, no more death, no more crying, no more tears. All the former things have passed away. Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. Our hope is built on that beautiful home we call heaven. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 says, we know that if our earthly tent, this body, is destroyed, we have a building from God, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is why Paul would say in Romans 8, verse 18, I consider the sufferings of this present world, they're not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And so is the Christian hope a wonderful thing to look forward to? Absolutely. Friend, we ask you today, do you have that hope? Are you sure? Do you have assured anticipation that right now, if you pass from this life, you'd be with the Father? If not, you desperately need to obey the gospel, to hear the Word of God, believe in Jesus as His Son, repent of those things that are not right, confess His name before men, and be baptized in water. On the great day of Pentecost, when they cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? The answer was this, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of eternal life. That's the hope we have. Is that hope yours? If not, why not obey the gospel today so you can have this glorious hope?